Dear learners, now we are going to discuss our very important topic, that is grammar for communication. Communication plays a very important role. How to enhance your communication skills and how we should apply grammar there so that whatever communication is being done should be more clear, more understanding, and it should not change its basic meaning, whatever it is being communicated. Now, English has become a household name and is required for communication between friends, colleagues, at all places. And now it is synonymous with the multinational companies. If you know English, it can certainly take you places. You can get a great job instead of settling for an average one or with a low salary. So now it has become very important for you all to have a good communication skills, to speak fluently, clearly, with proper diction, so that anyone can understand what you are trying to communicate. And here, grammar plays its role. Dear learners, as you know, grammar is called like backbone of English. And like the backbone, it helps everyone to perform many functions. Grammar helps us to understand what is wrong with the language that we speak. And it also helps us to correct minor errors, small errors that generally people make while speaking. So now, today's talk or session is just the basic, very basic grammar, the basic structures, the basic uses of tense, the basic uses of parts and speech that is to be discussed. And learners, you know, that helps a lot to understand and communicate the things in a better way. So, grammar study, that as we discussed the backbone of language, in a nutshell, we can say that here you will get the structure, whatever you need to organize in order to coherent, put together your thoughts. The knowledge of grammar enables everybody to speak and write correctly. So first, the very essential thing is sentence structure. So dear learners, you know, whatever we communicate, that comes under structure and that comes under sentence. You'll be surprised to know that whatever we speak in this world is only spoken in five fingers, just in five fingers of your palm. Now you'll be thinking, how five fingers? What does five finger here symbolize? Five fingers symbolize here five basic forms of sentence, five basic types of sentence. And what are they? Just listen to me. First, assertive sentence. Assertive. Assertive sentence basically means to give any statement, to assert something, to say something, or to give any statement. That is assertive sentence. And assertive sentence means that you can give any statement. Statement can be given both positively and negatively. So, assertive sentence has two types, positive and negative. Like example, you are a good listener. So, you are a good listener is a type of assertive sentence. And if I say, you are not a good listener, that is also assertive sentence. Second one will be negative and first one will be positive. And the second name of assertive is affirmative. It is also called affirmative, whether you say positive or affirmative. So, what is the basic structure that you have noticed here? If I said, you are a good listener, or I am speaking about the uses of grammar. So, what is the basic structure? Basic structure is subject, verb, and object. SVO. The basic structure of English grammar is based on SVO. Dear learners, S stands for subject, V stands for verb, and O stands for object. If I say, you are listening to me, so what is the action that is taking place here? The action of listening. You are listening to me, so listening is the action. So whatever action is there, that is verb. You all know action words are the verb. So action is the verb, listening is the verb. And who is doing this action? Who is doing listening action is being done by you. You are listening, so action is being done by you. So whatever or whoever does that action, he is the doer of that action. And doer of an action in grammar is called subject. In English grammar, the doer of an action is called subject. So you is subject here. Okay, now subject and verb gets clear. And what is the word that is helping subject and verb to relate the time of an action? What is the verb that is doing so? So here the word are. You are listening to me. So the word are is here just helping subject and verb to communicate when the action is being taken place. So it is helping. So it is called helping verb. Means a verb basically can be categorized two. One is action verb. One is helping verb. And then effect of subject on whom? You are listening to me. So listening to me. So that becomes object. Me is here object. So the basic structure of any sentence is based on SVO, that is subject, verb, object. And verb, as I told you, can be categorized into, so helping verb, main verb. And mathematically, if I tell you, so the structure will become like this, subject plus helping verb plus main verb plus object. That becomes your structure of a sentence, and that is a structure that helps only in assertive sentence. And not only it will help you out everywhere, but little variations, little changes, little amendments are required. So I hope you all must be clear about assertive sentence and the structure. Now one more example. I'm speaking like the children are playing football in the park. If you say the children are playing football in the park, so what is the action that is taking place here? The action is playing. So whatever action, that is your verb. Now, second thing, who is doing this action? So doer of the action is the children. So I told you, doer of any action in English grammar is called subject. So it is subject here. So two things are clear here. Now, who is helping out subject and main verb to let the know when the action is taking place? So the children are playing. So are is a word that is helping out subject as well as verb. So it is called helping verb. Now football, what they are playing? They are playing what? They are playing football. So what is the effect of that? What playing? Football. So that becomes object. So football is an object here. So likewise, again, you can understand that subject plus helping verb plus main verb plus object. If it is negative, then you need to use not just after helping verb. Like the children are not playing football in the park. You are not listening to my lecture. She is not paying attention to me. They are not obeying the instructions given to them. So that comes negative. Now, after this, next comes that is interrogative. Second type of sentence, that is interrogative sentence. Dear learners, as assertive has two categories, positive and negative, here interrogative can also be categorized between two. How between two? First, you know, what is interrogative sentence? Interrogative sentence The word interrogative is formed, has been derived from the word interrogation. Interrogation means to have some inquiry, to ask something, to inquire something. So whenever you ask something, you inquire something, that comes under interrogation and it becomes interrogative sentence. So you must be clear why it is called interrogative sentence. Okay, now next thing, more important. Okay, interrogative sentence, how it can be categorized between two? Like sometimes you ask question to take the information and sometimes to take the confirmation. You'll be surprised to know ki how to take information, when to take information and when to take confirmation. So now I'll let you know how. Like if I say, have you understood the session I spoke to you? If I say this, have you understood? Have you understood the session or the rules? So here I'm asking a question. No doubt I'm asking a question, have you understood? But why am I asking? I'm asking just to take your confirmation. Means whether you will say yes or you will say no. These two things you can say. If you say yes, it means you have understood. No, you mean you have not understood. So here basically, this statement, this question is just to ask question for confirmation. And second, if I say, why have you not understood the session? Yeah, what have you not understood in the session? Yeah, where do you have doubt in the session? So here, again, I am asking the question. But this question is not for confirmation. This question is for information. I want to take information. Ki where have you doubts? What have you not understood? Or why have you not understood? So when I say, why have you not understood? At that very moment, you are supposed to supply your cause in a sentence, in a proper statement. You can't say yes or no. Why? Because here I don't want your confirmation. I want your information. So there are two, confirmation and information. Now the question comes, how will I come to know this is confirmation, or how will I come to know this is information? Very good question now that arises, that must be arise in your mind. Okay, so see, what is that? You know, if the question sentence start with helping verb, you know, helping verb of tense is helping verb like do, does, did, is, am, are, has, have, was, were, had been, will, shall, would, should, can, could, may, might. These all are helping verbs. If sentence start with such words, so that is confirmation. That is interrogative in confirmation. Or in other way round, you can understand like this. If you want to ask anything for confirmation, you must start the sentence with helping verb. Like if I want to know whether you are listening to me or not, so I'll say, am I audible? Means I want your confirmation. Are you listening to me? Have you completed your task? Is there any doubt in the session? So what are these? I'm asking questions here, but these questions are just for confirmation. You will say yes or you will say no. You'll give your confirmation. But if I say, why am I not audible? Is there any internet issue from your side or from our side? So if I say, why am I not audible? Why are you not listening to me? So why are you not listening to me? That comes interrogative with information. Means when we want to have information, we must start the sentence with WH family words. WH family means why, what, where, when, which, whose, whom, who. These all are WH family words. So when we want to have any interrogative sentence for information, then it is started with WH family words, right? So here what we do, we say, why are you not listening to me? That is interrogative. Now, structure of the sentence also works here. How it works? It works like WH word plus helping verb plus subject plus action word plus object. Again, this is the structure that is working. Means what is the changes in the previous structure? In the previous structure which we had SVO, little variation in that. What we did, we placed WH word initially and then helping verb is transferred just after WH word. Rest of the structure remains the same. There's no changes in the placement of subject, no changes in the placement of not if negative, no changes in the placement of object or other words. That remains stagnant at their place. Only helping verb and WH word placement is added there. So I hope, dear learners, you must be very clear about this. Now, third one, that is your imperative sentence. Imperative sentence means the sentences where we have structure. So under the structures, what is there basically? Under structures, we have instructions, and those instructions which we give, they may be in any form. Any form, like the instruction may be in command, the instruction may be in form of request, the instruction may be in form of appeal, the instruction may be in form of suggestion. So all these type of sentences like appeal, suggestion, like command, order, like request, they all come under imperative sentences. So whenever you are going to use such structure, when you want to give order, like you are working and you want to give any order to your supporting staff, you will say, go and bring glass of water for me. Just shut the doors. Call Mr. So-and-so right now. So what is common in all these sentences? The common thing in all these sentences is, like all the sentences, they start with action word. Call the servant. Bring glass of water. So bring, open, call, shut. All these are action words. And the action words are here. Means when sentence start with the action word, they come under imperative sentence. And if you want to say negative of imperative sentence, so don't call the servant, don't open the windows, don't bring glass of water, don't make a noise here. So negative comes like this. So in suggestion, take medicines regularly. In request, please call him, please give me a glass of water. So these all come under suggestion, advice. So imperative sentence. And then the last one that is used most of the time, exclamatory sentence. Exclamatory sentences basically means when you just express sudden emotions. Like you go outside in the morning in balcony area, you say, oh, what a pleasant morning. So when you say what a pleasant morning, it is sudden expression that comes under exclamation. Oh, how smart he is. That is sudden expression, exclamation. The next one can be like, how intelligent I am. How foolish she is. What a fine shot. So what is this all? This all is sudden expressions of emotions of joy, sorrow, or sadness, or surprise. Like you say, alas, she is undone. Oh, he ruined his business. So what is this? This is sudden expression of sorrow. So that also comes under exclamatory sentences. You'll be surprised to know that all these kind of sentences all over the world, whole English is spoken, written, communicated only under these five types of sentences. There's no other type of sentence. And if you get mastery over the structure of all these five types of sentences, one is optative. Fifth, one is optative. Optative means may God bless you, may you live long. All the wishes, greetings, blessings, they come under optative. May he get success in his life. All these sentences start with may. So all the communication, everything in this world is spoken, written in these five types of sentences only. So get mastery over these five types of sentences and you will do it the best. So thank you, dear listeners. Thanks a lot. And just practice these five types of sentences in writing and in communication. Thank you very much.